Breeze, WZNL, Norway, a Radio Results Network station.
Randy Van Gass along with Tony Adams back in Norway. Well, I thought maybe Blix was going to carry the load for the rest of the way for the Cubs, but they've got Gardner down there in the bullpen loosening up. Wortman, who, as we said, this is his last appearance of the year, probably.
Yeah, he
can go.
He's done.
Blix is the first batter for the Cubs. Wortman's first pitch high outside.
Off to Argentina shortly to represent Team USA, and then on to Washington, D.C., Gallaudet University.
So the 1-0 pitch, and this one is hit to right field, and that'll find its way over the fence. Foul.
I'll give some credit to Blix there, Coach.
Yep.
He got around on that.
He did.
Now would be a really good time for Alex Ortman, who had a little more time to get loose, right? Maybe show that breaking ball.
I doubt it.
I agree, but, it's a thought.
1-1 on the batter, Blix. And there it is. 1-2. That must be Dad's famous drop ball.
He's not listening, but effective. So now you just change things up for Bryce Blix.
And here comes Wortman, 1-2, fastball, down low. Evens the count at 2-2.
Bryce is 1-for-2 in the ballgame, and he did reach hit by pitch in that big fifth inning with 3 runs for the Cubs.
And he goes after a high fastball, fouls it away.
Need the baseballs.
And we have a short delay as all the baseballs seem to have exited the ballpark.
They don't seem to come back like they used to.
Yeah, it's not like the Cubbies, above the vines, throw them back.
You used to be able to get through a baseball game with 3-4 max, and now it seems like we're going 5-6. And I'll tell you what, these things aren't cheap. The Diamonds are cheaper than the Rawlings, but they're still not cheap.
So 2-2 on the batter, no outs here, top of the seventh. Tie ball game.
Jacob Duder this time with the lefty up, playing deeper at second. I think that's a good idea.
Here's Ortman's 2-2 pitch. Oh, Blix really had a good look at a hard fastball up high.
Tough to lay off that.
Didn't go after it. That was a good pitch. So full count on Blix. And he'll hit a slow roller to Duder. And close play at first, and they got him by about a half a step.
Nice play.
You mentioned how far back Duder was playing. He had to come all the way up to the grass in the front to make that play.
But you have a chance to make that play. In the previous with Chu, with where the ball was hit, he had no chance to make a play. So nice job by Jacob Duder. Nice job by the Vikings to cut down the leadoff batter. Matt Caven, who's 1-for-3, excuse me. He had a single in the fifth.
So one down here, top of the seventh. Tie ball game, 4-4. And first pitch by Ortman, up high. Fastball. Swing and a miss by Caven. 1-1. Next pitch low outside. 2-1. Right now the Cubs are at the bottom of their batting order. This is number 7. Next pitch, fastball. Caven swings right through it.
No reason at this time to change, right? Two late swings on the fastball.
2-2. And so Ortman does some excavating out on the mound, as he often does.
Well, that's for you. Yeah, he likes to move dirt.
Yeah, I call him the chicken. Scratching the dirt. Ortman's 2-2 pitch. High fastball up high. Didn't like it. 3-2.
I mean, we don't want to see him graduate, coach, but on the flip side, how much dirt are we going to save?
A truckload. Full count. Here's the fastball, and it's hit to right field, and McLean is in pretty good position as he takes three steps to his right and makes the catch against the sun.
Tough play at this time, right? You mentioned it earlier. That sun gets lower and lower over the golf course, and it affects first, second, and right.
So we look at Erickson, who stands about 6 feet, right?
Yep.
And he's casting about a 15 to 16-foot shadow. So that's how low the sun is right now.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it for our listeners.
Two outs. First pitch is up high.
Molesky is 0 for 1. He struck out in his last at-bat.
Workman twisted out of that one. Next pitch is a fastball, and Molesky swings right through it. 1-1. Two outs for the Cubs here at top of the seventh. Tie ball game. Next pitch. Letter-high fastball goes right past him as Molesky takes a big cut and makes no contact. 1-2. And there's strike three, a swing and a miss by Molesky. That'll end the top of the seventh. And we go to the bottom of the seventh in a tie ball game. Escanaba 4, Norway 4. Vikings come up the bat in the bottom of the seventh in 60 seconds.
Carlos Cantina in Iron Mountain provides Michigan's Upper Peninsula and Northeast.
When you purchase a new home, consider using your VA benefit with no down payment requirements. It's exclusively for those who have served or are currently serving our country. I'm Amy Savage. I invite you to talk to a mortgage lender at First Bank in Escanaba or Gladstone. We thank you for your service. You can also apply online at first-bank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply. Voted best mortgage lender.
First Bank, where it's all about people.
John Gray, Store Director, Marketplace Foods. I've been at Marketplace Foods for going on a little over 4 years now. We do a lot to support our community, as well as take care of our great guests we have coming to the store daily.
And what do you want to tell your customers?
Just thank you for everything they've done for us, and I hope they come see us with all the exciting things coming with the online shopping and all our great deals we have in the store with our new ad going too.
Todd's Marketplace Foods in Iron Mountain.
Happy to bring you this game on WZNL and WCHD. Well, we go to the bottom of the seventh, an opportunity here for the Vikings, possibly for a walk-off win. But, you know, the same thing that the Cubs had in the last half of the inning, top of the seventh, they had the bottom of their order. And that's exactly what the Vikings are going to send up here in the bottom of the seventh.
Well, Mason Rigpig leading it off. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. He does have a run scored. He reached on an error. We will have a new pitcher for the Cubs, Eli Gardner. And here's what I don't know. I don't know if we go to extras. You know, if this game remains tied, they might shake hands and get out of here.
Another gentleman's agreement.
Right. But if you're the Vikings, you've got three more outs. You got a chance to win it. You might as well go win it.
Yeah, you've got... You sent enough kids to the mound.
Coming up to the plate, number 9, Mason Rigpig.
Mason liked that announcement. He looked at you. So Rigpig will come to the plate for the Vikings. 4-all, bottom of the seventh. Gardner on the mound for the Cubs. Play Rigpig straight up. His pitch is high, ball one. Wind blowing in from center field, as it has all evening. Ball two, inside pitch to Rigpig. Gardner, decent velocity.
Yeah, I would say that we have seen several of the Cubs' best pitchers this evening.
And the pitch outside corner called strike one. 2-1 on Rigpig. I don't think he was too thrilled with the call, but
Well, he needs to get on base.
Yep. A swing and a miss.
Big swing, by the way.
Yeah.
Big swing.
High fastball.
He's choked way up, too.
Evens the count at 2-2. And here's the 2-2 pitch from Gardner. Strike three as Richtig swings through a fastball.
Your next batter, number 42, Carter Cazola.
Well, that'll bring up Carter Cazola. He's 0-for-3 on the day. He's grounded out to first, shortstop to first, and second to first. So we'll see if Carter can find some grass here, find his way on. The scoreboard reads 4-6-3 for Escanaba, and it reads 4-6-3 for the Vikings.
Pretty even ball game, and the one statistic up there, here's Carter. Cazola, he rifles one into right field. That'd be a base hit. Cazola cruises into first base, around it, and the throw comes to second. So a solid hit by Cazola. The only thing that's missing on that scoreboard is the number of times each one of these teams has loaded the bases.
Right, right, and it's been often, and that's going to bring up Carson Moore, who is 2-for-2 plus a walk. So Carson having a good day here. He's gone to right field both times.
And no adjustment in right field.
Nope.
And Moore almost gets hit by that pitch. Ball one.
I don't think Cazola is going to be on the move here.
So Cazola, the runner at first, one out, bottom of the seventh. Carson Moore at the plate. Ball two.
Although with a couple throws by Cloutier earlier, you certainly would like to challenge him.
Yep. 2-0, I think you'd wait. Make him throw a strike. And he does. 2-1 now. On Moore.
Gardner with a slide step, so he's pretty quick to home.
Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch gets away from Cloutier. Swing and a miss by Moore. And going down to second is Cazola.
Well, that will take the force away at second. It should eliminate the double play here. So now Carter Cazola at second. Carson Moore needs to put this ball in play, preferably to the right side.
2-2 count on Moore. That got through the five hole on Cloutier. And Moore swung at it. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And a swing and a miss by Moore. Two outs.
Your next batter, Jacob Duder.
And that'll bring up Duder with a runner at second.
Duder is 1-for-2 plus two walks. I said he's a fastball hitter. So Carter Cazola with two outs, he's got to be smart here. Once Gardner commits, Carter Cazola's got to be looking, right? Because, you know, any ball to the outfield, he's got to be in a position to score.
So the first pitch is a ball outside by Gardner. Not much of a lead by Cazola at second. Here's a pitch, and it's a breaking pitch. Gets away from Cloutier, and going to third base is Cazola.
Well, that's going to help because the first two pitches, he got about one step of a secondary,
yep,
which isn't a whole lot with two outs. So it's going to make it a little easier for him to score if Duder can find a hole here in this Cubs defense or a pass ball.
Yeah.
A pass ball to the fence would end this game as well.
Both pass balls have been on breaking pitches. So that's probably out of the rotation at this point. There's a fastball and inside. 3-0 on Duder. That would bring up Erickson if he were to draw a walk. And ball four, high.
Well, good at bat by Duder.
Ryan Erickson.
Now, Ryan Erickson, obviously, right? You could, if he were to get on and this game's over, then they have to pitch to Alex.
Yeah.
There will be no intentional walk this time. But Ryan Erickson's got to keep this inning going.
Yeah, I believe he struck out last time up.
Fielder's choice.
Fielder's choice, okay. So first and third, here's a ground ball, and it's hit foul down the third baseline.
Kind of chopping at it a little bit. Ryan, out of rhythm. For those of us that have watched him grow up, it swing is not in rhythm, but certainly capable of ending this ball game.
Ian, we have a quick timeout. It's going to be a discussion at the mound.
We've got some zone tournament information here, Coach, if you want to do it.
Go for it.
So we have eight teams in the Zone 5 American Legion baseball tournament that will qualify you for state. Two pools. One is in Escanaba. That's Escanaba, Eastern UP, Marquette, and Copper Country. That'll be a round-robin pool play. The other pool is the Gladstone pool. Games played in Gladstone. Gladstone, Ironwood, Norway, and Menominee. All pool play games will be played on Thursday and Friday. The top two seeds from each pool will cross over into a semifinal. The winners of those games will meet Saturday afternoon. The champion automatically goes to the state tournament in Marquette. Of course, Marquette already in because they're the host.
0-1 on Erickson. And here's Erickson. Hits a shot to the shortstop. He'll flip the ball over to the second baseman. End of the inning, and we're tied after seven. We'll see if we go extras.
No runs, leaves two on the end of.
So after seven, it's 4-4. And we're going to extra innings from the looks of it.
Bonus baseball.
Yep, there we go. Are they going to go international rules?
I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
I think they should.
International rules. Well, we'll see in 60 seconds.
Put a runner at second.
We'll be back after this. It is okay.